Saturday morning, the Experts Program continues. Nan Lesnick is with us here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
You know, the other day we started talking about the coronavirus and your stock portfolio 2 years from now. And This is an article from the Wealth Advisor. Some really, really interesting points that are made in this. And this is a contemporaneous article. It was published on March 11th, so it's right here and right now what we've been talking about. And just Thursday morning, we were mentioning the fact that early Thursday morning trading was halted on the New York Stock Exchange because the Dow had dropped by 7%. And, you know, these kinds of things can get viral. And basically, it was a very smart move by the market managers there to stop trading because, you know, otherwise you could just have a full-fledged panic and a really, really terrible, you know, end result. Because when it comes right down to it, Nan, mob action is always idiotic and unfocused.
Well, I tell people all the time that the market, the swings in the market are ruled by rumor and emotion.
Yes.
And they really are. But in reading this article, it really affirms one of the tenets that we believe in, and that is that stock picking and market timing don't work. One of the things that it says here in this article is people are doing some obvious stuff. And that makes sense. You know, there are people who are at risk. Somebody even mentioned in one of these articles, maybe this one, that Warren Buffett's probably not going to the movie theater. He's 90 years old. So there are people who are at risk who are taking some precautionary measures. But we're really talking about portfolios here. And one of the things that it said is the panic has caused canceling conferences, trade organizations, and sales forces will acquire more proficiency in running virtual gatherings.
Right.
Well, by the time the travel restrictions abate, the company who pays the bills may be having second thoughts and saying, do we really need to shell out for hotels and airfares? Well, okay, so that could, as we look, if we're balancing, and I've got my left hand and my right extended, one goes up, the other goes down, okay? So if we're seeing a decline, perhaps, in hotel stocks, we might be seeing quite an increase in the technology that we need to be able to work from home.
Like telecommunications.
Now, yeah, telecommunications, computer software, computer hardware. I'm just thinking, when I was reading this and getting ready to talk to you, I was looking around my house and thinking all the things that I have changed in my house since we've been doing radio, because I usually do this Saturday segment from my home. So I have a different router. I have a different this, a different that, things that I bought to make us able to do this. And that will also, I would think, continue in many ways. It also says the $110 billion in missing airline revenue is pretty obvious. But the long-term effect of that is speculative, but worth thinking about. So looking at, there are six elements of the economy. We usually talk about segments, but the elements that they're talking about here is the workplace. That's one of them. Travel, medicine. Okay, let's see. I'm moving down the list. Food, entertainment, education. Education, that's very interesting. Children who are at risk, their parents may turn to K-12. K-12 is a company that delivers software-based education services. So a loser could be campuses for education. So what I really want to say is we're not picking winners and losers. What we're saying is there's a counterbalance to the downside. And the insurance industry is going to get hit because there will be more people hospitalized than normally would be. A senior citizen who would normally be sent home might be hospitalized if they have tested positive and shown symptoms of the coronavirus. And of course, they would be not just in a ward, they would be in a private room, they would be in ICU or whatever. So that's going to take a hit. But there's balance on the other side. So that brings me to, so what happens with my clients and what have we been talking about with my clients? We use index funds most of the time, and I'm only using this as an example so people can understand. In an index fund, it's based on, it could be industry specific, but if it's just simply economy specific, like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrials or something like that, what will happen is these funds will adjust. The losers will fall off and the winners will come on.
Okay.
Now, that's different than traditional mutual funds where a manager is picking the stocks.
Right.
In an index fund, that's not happening. There's a criteria. So it's going to be ugly for a while. But if you look back at history, once this gets, shall we say, figured out, and I know that that's a real generic phrase to use, but once we figure out what's happened, what we need to do about it, and how to move forward, the market will take off from wherever it is. It will move forward. And 2 years from now, the point of this article is 2 years from now, those topics that I mentioned will be addressed differently. Right. Can you imagine what this is going to do for somebody like Amazon?
Oh boy, it's going to be great for their business.
When you don't want to, but Mark, I have an overriding question. I've been meaning to ask, this is a great time to ask this. Why are people buying so much toilet paper? What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't get that. I understand the hand sanitizer and soaps and disinfectants, but yeah, what's up with buying all the toilet paper in the store?
Right.
Do you really think you're going to be that sick and that this is going to be like, you know, a bad case of you know what? But it's just crazy. It is that, and that's like the mindless action of the market, you know, people acting like that. One thing I did want to bring up here, which was really interesting in this article, Nan, was what may start happening now, and we haven't been out to see what's going on with our local movie theaters. We might find out by this weekend if Friday and Saturday showings, if you know, the theaters are empty. I mean, a lot of times the theaters don't draw too much between Sunday and Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday are their big nights. But, you know, are we going to see people invest in more large screen TVs?
Yes,
and,
that's right.
You know, the coronavirus fades, but the impact of people deciding to stay home and watch movies on Netflix won't.
Yep,
and this
yep.
could make a $12 movie ticket into a waste of money. But then on the other hand, there's the social aspect of going out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, you know, let's also mention the fact that a lot of times not everybody feels comfortable going to somebody else's house. Let's say that you're a young man dating and you're going to start dating a young lady, and rather than go to a movie theater, you're going to convince her to come over to your house and watch a movie on TV. I don't know about that, you know?
When her parents have said, be wary of that kind of behavior.
That's like the guy that used to show up to, like in high school, show up with a van to take a girl out on a date, and the father's like, I don't think so. So, I mean, you know, some of these, but there could be some real changes in the market. Now, one thing is, what if companies decide to do more telecommuting with their employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find, well, we don't need as much real estate, right? Instead instead of having this 5,000 square foot office, we could get by with 2,000 square feet.
Right.
What happens to the commercial real estate investment market and REITs?
Well,
you could see a drop in the values of commercial real estate and also probably what rents are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, don't you have the capacity to broadcast from your home?
I do. In fact, we're at home today.
Yeah. There's an example right there of something that used to be, you used to have to drive to a location to do that. Now technology allows you to do that from wherever you are.
Yeah,
that,
and
you know, we've been doing that for years. People know that I spend a good deal of time in our Texas office and so forth. And with technology, unless I'm meeting with someone face-to-face, it's the same to them, whether I'm at home, whether I'm in Monterey office, or whether I'm in the Texas office, or whether I'm in Timbuktu,
right,
sitting by the pool waiting for a pina colada.
Just in our own business, Nan, when we moved in 2018 from where we'd been for 20 years on North Main Street, we went from 15,000 square feet to 5,000 square feet for that exact reason, because of technology. So it'll be interesting to see where this all shakes out. We've got to wrap it up right here, but Nan and I will be back next Thursday morning to chat again, beginning at 8:30 a.m. And if you need to reach Nan, you can do so by calling her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. Her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Thanks, Nan.
Thank you, Mark.